sign all those guys or trade for those guys.
Karma is their boyfriend and they eat shit and die. Hi guys. Hi gals.
Welcome back, Claire. We missed you last week when you were inspecting your four-leaf clover collection.
You know what? I mean, I loved the shout out to my Irish heritage. You did make me laugh. I didn't feel culturally appropriated at all. Did you know that people get upset about that?
That's good because we weren't concerned at all about that. Yeah.
You know what? I picked up on that when our episode dropped on, what was it, International Women's Day, and you talked about me throwing my wife down the stairs.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have done that. How do you think Molly feels?
Yeah. Well, the good news is...
Molly's fine. It's just a sprain.
It's not broken. It's not totally fine, but thanks for rolling on and finding a way to include me into the the pod.
So which one of our excuses
resonated,
mostly fabricated, sometimes embellished, was actually accurate? Why are you not there?
Accurate, none of them.
Okay.
But the one that made me laugh, I think the hardest, was a professional orienteering team.
yeah.
Because if you know me,
it seems like something you would do.
No, to know me is to know I can't find anything.
Oh, that's fair.
And so actually it'd be terrible.
But it just seems like you'd be on like an organized sport such as that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure professional orienteering is not a professional sport. Or a sport of any kind. But no, as far as which one was accurate.
I would want orienteers to hear you say that.
Orienteers. I don't think we have
orienteering.
I'm just glad you have a good falsy in right now because you didn't lisp once on that.
Oh, God. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to do
There's
that.
There's no S's. It would have been fine.
No.
Oh, just glad you were not part of the professional orienteering.
I would not have been able to say orienteering team sport 2 months ago.
Listen, okay. I don't even
But
have
I've got I've got my good retainer in now. I'm a different person.
You know what? Do you all have words you can't say? Because I can't say community. I have to really do it like that. Community.
You nailed it.
I know, but I have to say it that slow, and that's not normal.
Okay.
I've been told that I don't say ironing correctly.
You do not. Oh, you do not?
Nope, that isn't
confirmed.
Ironing. Okay.
Say that again.
Ironing.
Oh, wow.
No?
It's not an irony that you're ironing.
Iron.
I don't iron either.
But, like, do you say that a lot?
No, you
like,
don't iron.
No,
because you iron.
I don't talk about ironing very often. So it only comes up in my home occasionally.
Yeah.
I steam now, so actually I've been less embarrassed about this for a long time. Yeah.
Okay, so really quick, the actual reason that I was not around was because my partner Molly has taken up soccer, and we're like soccer chicks from our past. That's how we met, and she's gone back to playing soccer after just producing a baby, and so... super happy for her, but very unfortunate to have nearly broken her foot after about 15 seconds of play.
That is pretty
in one
devastating.
Of their games. And she's really tough, right? Like, I would have been crying and complaining.
No, ambulance is there.
Oh, yeah. I would have been like, call, get 911 on the horn.
Yeah, like, this could turn into a heart condition.
Yeah, like, I've seen her have a baby, so I know how tough she is. And, she was... sore, so that was enough. Anyway, thanks for rolling on without me, and good news
we
is
did
x-ray
it.
Came back
not
broke.
A break
negatory.
Well, we made it. We did it without you. We
didn't
through.
Promote it, so we
not
have very
single,
few listeners, but
yeah, I think the missed opportunity was something about like Guinness and like something, and if we're talking Irish connection.
Claire's been out of pub since 6 a.m., so she couldn't make it. Oh, okay, yeah, that's fair. Opportunity missed. That's okay.
No,
we're going to touch on St. Patrick's Day in this episode.
Awesome.
Just a wee bit.
We're just going to have a wee pint and talk about.
Just a wee bit. Okay. Not Ireland. Okay.
Go on.
The
fine.
UK. Let's go over to the UK for a second.
The old Atlantic and go to the UK.
Has anyone seen Kate Middleton?
I saw a shadow of her face earlier
It's been since week. December.
I saw a shadow, so she must be fine.
So can anyone just kind of recap like a little bit of the drama surrounding Kate Middleton right now?
Okay. Well, I'm just going to start with everything that's going on in the world. This is the conspiracy we need right now. This is the drama we need because like we just need to be... We need to be worried about a photo, like a Photoshop photo fail. Right now. Well, like let's just lighten the load and talk about a Photoshop photo. So essentially, a photo was released of Princess Kate and her children, George and Charlotte, and the other one. And
George and it's Lewis.
Oh,
I'd argue he's the funniest one.
Anyways, yeah, George looks boring. yeah. Anyways, poor kid. So a photo was released. It was posted by news agencies around the world before suddenly being given a mandatory kill notice, which means you have to pull down the photo. And Photoshop experts within the industry have said that there's been numerous discrepancies and it is clear that it has been manipulated. So
who issues a kill notice?
So it would be like Getty Images, Associated Press. Oh. So it's the major, okay. The major news outlets that do photo. Yeah. That issue this mandate because they have people that go through because they need to make sure that it is a correct and legitimate photo, right?
Can I just say that gives me some hope for the future
with AI?
I think, yeah, knowing that safeguard is there, I don't know how strong it is.
It's just that unfortunately, like so many people around the world don't support media anymore. But anyways, that's another episode.
With deep fakes and stuff coming into play.
Yeah,
there should be something that's there should be AI to determine whether AI is legitimate or not,
totally.
Or whether AI is being used. Yeah,
what are we gonna do? God, this is unnerving. Anyways, so now the conspiracies, the chatter, the royal watchers, like it is just going absolutely bananas because
everybody's heard about it.
Everybody's heard about it. You got to know about it. You're living under a rock if you don't. And I'm sorry if you don't, because like this is kind of fun. I'm enjoying it.
Well, I think what I do enjoy when something like this happens, when there's some sort of big cultural, like pop culture moment that happens, the internet tends to be undefeated. Like the internet can be an absolute like sewer.
Well,
for sure. But they're what gives me hope in the world when the world is a shitty, bleak dumpster fire, which it kind of is that people are really fucking funny and creative when it comes to this stuff. Like I am just soaking in all of the like the tweets.
That's good.
Anyways, let's dive in because like, I mean, for royal watchers, like this is, it's a big deal. But there are a lot of royal watchers around the world. So Kate has not been seen since just before Christmas. She had abdominal surgery in January. And so there is a lot of speculation. Like, where is Kate? That is the big question now.
Yeah.
And so now to say that this photo might have been taken months ago.
Because they released a photo on Mother's Day, correct?
Mother's Day in the UK. Yes, in the UK. It's an interesting time because it has commanded so much of the conversation. And she from their account, so their social media manager put out an apology saying that, you know, like I like to dabble in Photoshop.
Was it the social media manager or was it Kate?
I'm going to say it was their social media manager,
but like
but on direction of Kate.
But okay, but here's the thing. You know
through
what?
Kate's channel. Through Kate's channel.
So, so Kate saying, sometimes I like to experiment with.
But here's the thing.
But obviously we know that she's not the one doing it.
And like Kate's not messing around with
Photoshop. She's
and
not.
Nor is she posting whatever she wants willy-nilly.
No, but that's why I'm saying it's not like the social media manager went onto their own like social media account and was like, hey, I'm like Kate's social media 100%. Manager and I like to dabble and experiment with Photoshop. It was Kate, or supposed to be like Kate Middleton tweeting, hey guys, sorry about the confusion. I like to dabble in Photoshop.
Yeah, that's the old guy advisor from The Crown.
And we're like, you are not doing your own social media
No, of course she's not. But here's the big thing is that you could probably count on two hands the number of times that the royal family, the Windsors, and Buckingham Palace have issued an apology.
Probably one hand.
So it's probably one hand. So it's absolutely insane that this has now happened over a photoshopped photo. So like that just adds another layer to okay, the here's ridiculousness what I think is going on. This.
So I think...
Thank you. That is good yeah. context.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I think that Kate and William have split. This is a total...
Big conspiracy vibes.
Yeah. This is like... Everybody's probably thinking the same thing, but I think it's a hot take. So they've split up. She's done with royal life. She's seen the Crown Diana episodes. She doesn't want that happening to her. Yeah. She saw what Harry and Meghan went through. We don't have to get into that. But she's seen a lot and she's also been groomed a lot, right? Like yeah.
She's been groomed since childhood. Her parents wanted her to become a royal. There you go.
So this is something I didn't totally know because I would say I'm not really a royal watcher or follower. I know obviously what's going on with them for like, you know, to some extent, but you had a couple of people, including you, Quinn, have mentioned that she was like kind of set up for this position.
So she was sent to, I think it was Breton College, correct? So she was sent to Breton by her parents. They found the money to send her to this private school because William was going to be there. Again, I can't say.
This is speculation to it. But you're the second person that has said that to me.
I know. It's very widely known that she was sent yeah. there to meet William like and become agenda. A royal.
Yeah.
So, yes. So she's been being groomed since. So finish your point. Sorry. Okay, so she's been being groomed since yeah, she was
so
a child.
So she's seen a lot. And I think that she's done. She wants some normalcy for her mm-hmm. and her kids. They probably have an agreement where she's not going to sue her the entire royal family because that's just not how she is. She's no Harry Meghan.
No.
And so I think that she's probably... said that this surgery, she's going to milk that for a while and then she's going to fade off into the sunset. And then I think that the royal family put this out as like a last ditch effort because they were feeling pressure from people. Where is she? Where is she? They throw this out and it blew up in their face. And here's the thing. If nothing was going on, her sister or her mom would have chimed in nah, by now.
I get that. I hear you. But you are so contained by the royal family. I don't care. And like, there is a muzzle on those people. There is a no talking totally. Order. Like, they are not allowed to speak.
Which is why she is currently not saying or doing anything. And I mean, I hope she's not deathly ill. I think that would be a terrible...
Awful
outcome of this, you know, us just having fun with all the gossip. But and I mean, even if it is a divorce, that's someone's real life. I think it's just the hilarity is in the PR debauchery of how these things are handled through the royal family. Right. And so anyway, I think that she is being quiet. She's minding her business and she's done. And I think that they are just stumbling their way through that because they don't know what else to do. Because I think she's probably just, you know, I'll cooperate, I'll be quiet, but I'm not doing any more shows. I'm done.
Okay. Nah. So
you don't think so?
Not really. No. But like I see what you're saying.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth isn't here.
Well, the other top theory is that she went to the Wonka experience in Glasgow and just never...
turned
escaped.
Into a blueberry.
She just never got out, which makes sense.
And yep. now she's an actress in that wonderful
she's
display.
She's actually an Oompa Loompa.
I
have a hard time believing that the royal family, which is a well-oiled machine in cover-ups and PR and their comms and their reputation and how they protect that.
But there's cracks in it.
There are cracks, of course. There's always going to be cracks. But they're... You know, I feel like for the most part, they kind of know what they're doing.
They definitely control a
point,
yeah.
To the point where they're not going to make that many obvious Photoshop mistakes in a post. So to me, I feel like is that my newest or like my theory a couple days ago, which is already maybe shifting or changing. I'm not sure. Was that this is kind of like a PR distraction. from something else bigger that's going on. Maybe it is, well, maybe it ties into what's going on with you. Like, maybe, because I'm like, there's no way that, like, the fucking royal family social media person has that many clues of, like, Photoshop fails within one photo.
I think people do stupid things when they're scrambling.
But and I think it's not like it's Kate Middleton on her phone, like, I need to put something out today. It's this. It's
no, nobody thinks that that's what happened. I'm thinking,
yeah,
like some advisor was like, I have a solution to this. And it was like, run with it because they're trusted and smart. But then they did a really stupid thing.
You don't think that there are like any layers of approval for like a photo that's going out? The internet is like basically CSI for things that don't matter.
I don't think they're digitally forward.
That's fair.
Okay, so well, I mean,
maybe they don't understand like the actual like abilities, because when you look at it, the discrepancies, like, they're small. I wouldn't look that closely. First of all, I would not care to look that closely, but it's just like part of Charlotte's sweater is missing.
Oh, you know, there's
like
so the many. Tiles.
It's like, it's pretty like, obvious.
Once you start looking.
Once you start looking.
Yeah.
But they should know.
But they were probably like, it's possible.
No, you're right. How did that happen?
But in the UK.
Did somebody.
In England, where the royal family or like paparazzi just in general is known to be worse than anywhere else in the world. Worse than Hollywood. The way paparazzi hounds the royal family and other celebrities.
The royal family knows that all too well with
like,
Princess Diana.
People have a sharp eye on every move, every little thing that they're doing, every little detail.
Well, no, I just...
It's Charles behind the phone.
Okay, well, so...
He's like,
yeah.
It's okay, I got
King
this.
King Charles diagnosed with cancer. That's kind of the rumor going out.
Oh, okay.
And about, and okay. Like, maybe he'll be stepping down. Mm. William will become king sooner.
But then that means she becomes queen.
Right,
and
which
so
is what makes
this just so, like...
All that much more important.
Ew, yuck, disgusting, gross, all of it. The perfection that is necessary to be in the royal family.
Yes.
And if she has had abdominal surgery and that was doctored and they're hiding her until she's perfect, I put that in air quotes, perfect again, that is also disgusting.
Yeah, I agree.
And God save us.
Okay, God's not saving anyone, but my top...
God save the queen?
My top... I think it's God Save the
it's
King
too
now.
It's too soon.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
So,
it's just a good Sex Pistols song. That's all.
I think that my top takeaways, Kate nor her social media manager, if that person exists, did not Photoshop that.
No.
That photo has not been taken recently. That is not a real photo. They are separated, and this is some kind of cover-up. That's what I truly believe. And I hope is true for her health and other reasons. But maybe it's nothing and I'm totally wrong and everybody's healthy and they're in love and that would be great too.
I don't think that's...
And I think that the royal family is that out of touch that they would let that pass through.
Interesting. I do have one other thing to say, because there's this other possibility that we aren't really talking about, and it is weird that we as a society really like focus in on these things, but like we were saying before, it kind of becomes a fun distraction for everyone. But like, what if she is actually sick? Then that fucking sucks, you know? And
then that's when the internet becomes a sewer.
Immediately becomes a sewer. That's the line. Yeah. But a friend of mine, she was, you know, tapping into her resources, and by resources I mean her British cousins.
Solid resources.
It's better than what we have here at
Listen,
the bits. But she,
North America didn't give a shit about the royal family until the crown. Just saying.
Right. Well, I don't
Princess
think that's
Diana.
Absolutely
okay,
not
sorry,
true.
I take it back.
No, that's
lies,
not true
lies.
At all. Okay, so this is obviously like pure speculation once again, but the British cousin said that like that particular hospital that she is at, it like specializes specifically like in cancer treatment. And it's like, then you're like, what if she was like actually very ill? And
maybe she has ovarian cancer.
And then she had to get like a hysterectomy. There's so many different options. But either way, I just want Kate to be okay. Because I've always been kind of team Kate. Even when Agreed. Even when William Same. And her got together and everyone's like, oh my God, she struck gold. She's so lucky. I'm like, no. Actually, I actually think he's the lucky one. Like, Big look 10. At how.
Look at his she's hairline.
She's so gorgeous. Like, she's harsh. Gorgeous.
Always hard on the bald guys.
Well, I mean.
You know what? I'm not harsh on bald guys, but like, embrace it, man, and just get rid of all the hair.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just shave to, it off. Like, we need bald men to feel empowered to just shave the whole head.
Absolutely. You can
Yeah, look because beautiful. It looks really good. Yeah. Bald men 100%. Can look great. Look at the Tooch, Stanley Tucci.
Holding
yeah.
on.
But I was like, I always thought Kate was like, just like She's beautiful and smart and like poised. And I always really liked her. So
and she has a sister named Pippa. Which
I don't want
name.
Her to end up in like a tragic kerfuffle. Situation. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. That's Amen. My closing
Hashtag
argument.
No Kate kerfuffle.
Yeah. Hashtag okay, free Kate. We got I mean, on. Maybe. From the Glasgow Wonka experience.
Okay, we got it. We gotta go. We gotta move okay. on because we're gonna talk NFL.
Okay, we got okay.
It, real full 180 turn here.
Absolute.
Yeah. So from the Royals,
from the Royals into the NFL.
Hey, the NFL did play a game in the UK this year.
Absolutely, Wembley Stadium. Game.
Yeah, there you go.
The England Jaguars. Okay. Basically, they're going to become England's team, are they not?
Hey, New England.
No, New not England. England. Not New England. The Jacksonville Jaguars are eventually going to become like the UK team of the NFL. I think that's what's happening. Okay. So if you don't follow football that closely, the last few days, the last couple days were very chaotic with oh sorry that's my knee hitting something oh, okay oh, the last couple God, days have like, been
your backyard is being robbed
yeah. The last couple days have been a little wild. It's been absolute trade madness. So I mean, I was obviously like, my phone was going off with like updates and whatever with like new trade announcements and all of that. So if you haven't been following and you just think you're gonna walk into NFL season or football season this fall, you should know that everything is different. Everything
Nothing
has changed.
Is the same.
Nothing is the same anymore. So I wanted to do a little winners and losers of this trade madness that's happened over
I
the
mean,
last
you
couple
said
days.
Winners and losers, but then you also have a neutral category on your notes.
I do have what you're always looking over at my screen and it
I'm pulling
freaks
back
me
because
out.
I'm pulling
we
back
don't
the
have
curtain.
Any screens. And
that's true. You have your phone screens.
Very organized.
You have your phone screens.
Well, I have to produce this thing, so I have
no
to
one's saying that
time.
You can't have a screen.
you're just winners, we're cheating, losers, okay? Neutral. That's Let's what I'm go. Saying. We're cheating off your screen.
Winners,
okay,
losers,
gotcha.
Neutral. Let's go.
Okay, so winners.
Just a little bit.
I'm gonna say Whoa. Baltimore Ravens.
The Baltimore. That's an absolute.
How
no-brainer.
Scary it are is- the Baltimore Ravens gonna be this fall?
And the memes going around about NFL defenses
yeah.
and like the terror that is about to ensue when the because Baltimore Ravens roll into your stadium.
Tell us
so
why.
The Baltimore Ravens are already dangerous,
with
right?
With Lamar Jackson.
With Lamar Jackson and they've got tons of weapons on that team as yeah. it is. But they have just signed or they have just acquired Derrick Henry.
One of the most athletic players in the National Football League.
So, yeah.
So now they have one of the most athletic quarterbacks in the National Football League with Lamar Jackson, like wildly mobile. And then now we add Derrick Henry, who is an absolute
beast of a running back.
Yes.
That's going to be fun to watch.
That's going to so I would also say the Baltimore Ravens.
Am I a Ravens fan?
You're about to be.
They're so fun to watch. I would love to see the Ravens, you know, go all the way next year too. But in addition to the Ravens being a winner, I'm going to say Derrick Henry too. Derrick Henry is also upgraded. So he's leaving the Titans to go to Baltimore, one of the like best kind of teams gaining momentum.
A team that really like could have been in the Super Bowl
has a very real chance this season, I think. So Baltimore Ravens win and Derrick Henry wins. So I think that good for them.
Claire, you got a winner. So Claire, you've got a winner.
Well, the Washington Commanders.
Who?
I mean, they're a team that's pretty hard to believe anybody even gives a shit about.
I don't know a single Commanders fan, frankly.
I don't know a Commanders fan personally, no.
No. Why would you be one?
And they haven't been great.
No.
But they got a win.
Well, yeah, some people might start watching them because they signed Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
So maybe, just maybe, this makes them the least bit interesting moving forward into the next season.
I have to wonder, I haven't put enough thought into this yet, and this will be a later episode probably, but I have to wonder if Eckler's fantasy value is going to go down a little bit.
It has to.
Well, not necessarily. He might be the number one guy. Sometimes even on a shitty team.
You go to Eckler every
time. Yeah, you go to Eckler every time. So I don't know. But like, yeah, Commanders were kind of split because they had a few other weapons like Keenan Allen. He's getting up there. And I almost discounted him, but drafted him anyway last year. And he ended up being like fire for the team. Like, so I don't know. Hard to say. But, you know, good for the Commanders. Not sure. I think that might be a lateral move for Austin Eckler. What do you think? To some extent.
Yeah.
From the Chargers?
It's like, not an upgrade.
Exactly. It's not an upgrade, but I wouldn't also say it's like a downgrade necessarily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say another winner is Saquon Barkley.
Himself, yes.
Yep.
Where's he going?
So Saquon is going to Philly. Which is great.
That's very exciting
for him. And the Giants, like, there was a guy on the Giants.
That's a big upgrade.
There was a teammate on the Giants, former teammate, I should say now, of Saquon, that said, like, Saquon's dead to me now kind of thing. I'm like, that's so shitty to say when the Giants weren't even playing him. They weren't using one of, like, their best guys. So I think Saquon going to Philly, that's excellent for him.
Mm-hmm. Excellent and good for Philly.
Good for Philly too. And we have a soft spot for Philly.
We do.
Let's be honest. Does it have something to do with Jason? Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay. Another winner, the Falcons, because they have been forgettable at best this past year, right?
They have gotten the most vanilla quarterback available.
But it's better that, I mean, I couldn't even tell, who was the Falcons quarterback before? I forget everything about the Falcons.
I only remember when it was Matty Ice.
Ryan, and that's it. Kirk, I almost put him in the losing column because he's leaving Minnesota, which was home for him for a long time. He was a franchise quarterback, very loved there.
Oh yeah.
And I would say arguably like the better team over the Falcons, though. Falcons have potential. They've got Bijan Mustard Robinson. So. You know, I mean, maybe it will end up being a good move for him.
I have to be honest, I can't get past Kirk Cousins. You like that? You like that?
You like that?
That's what I was about to say.
No, Kirk is a very vanilla man, for sure. But he's a safe choice quarterback.
Very safe.
He's a safe choice. I think he is certainly an upgrade for the Falcons. So I put Falcons in the winners column there.
Interesting, very quirky fella.
Yeah, kind of an odd guy.
Kind of an odd duck.
Yeah.
But, you know, good for him.
Also, let's not feel
loves his kids and his church.
Yeah, very, very church-going kind of fella. But let's not feel too bad for Kirk Cousins. Like, I don't think we can actually put him into the loser's column because he is getting a shit ton of money.
You know what? He bet on himself when he went to Minnesota, and now he's getting paid once again. So,
you know what?
He's getting $180 million for 4 years.
He's a huge player. Like, yeah. I mean...
There's respect. There's a lot of respect there.
And I also think he just has like good energy, good
vibes. Yeah. I think he's a good leader.
Yeah.
For a team.
And he's like,
and I think really they need someone like Kirk.
He holds himself accountable to every play for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to put another, this might be controversial, loser, the Steelers, because they acquired Russell Wilson.
I know. And you know what? I'm an absolute like former like Seahawks hater. And he was absolutely ridiculous in Denver. Obviously, that experiment did not work out.
He himself is ridiculous.
He is putting, like, the Steelers have a guy now who you've seen what he can do. You got him for minimal amount of money. And now you have a backup quarterback that you can actually count on who won't have the pressure. I think I just call it a win for the Steelers.
Yeah. Well, okay. I understand that the Steelers are getting an upgrade still in a quarterback because Kenny Pickett, bless his heart, he just wasn't it, you know? So I just, for me personally, I have always wanted a reason to, I've low-key wanted to be like a Steelers fan. Like, I've wanted to, a reason to root for them. But I never liked Roethlisberger. Good thing I have a
Big
good.
Just
that's
Big
her
word.
That, I mean, that's well, no say community.
Look,
but I mean,
look, I running. Roethlisberger. That's a harder word than community. So, Big Ben, big old grandfather clock of a QB, like shaped like a grandfather clock. Okay. Throws like one. But I mean, I also just didn't really like him as a person. So I was like so excited when he retired. I'm like, okay, who's it going to be? Like, now's my time for the Steelers. And then it was Kenny Pickett, bit of a letdown. Now it's Russell Wilson, who is the most ridiculous person ever. Yeah, like, I can't stand that guy.
Everybody,
but he is an improvement for the Steelers. Okay. LA Chargers. Loser, because they lost Eckler.
They lost Eckler.
Like, did they even really gain anyone great? I'm not sure.
They must be wheeling for something.
Well, probably like a pick. Yeah, probably a pick. The Jets losing Aaron Rodgers to politics, apparently, as we might have
heard.
Excuse
me, Mr. Vice President?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you disrespecting Aaron Rodgers, who could be.
I'm sorry, but there's no way.
Okay, but we said that about Donald Trump.
Yeah, so, exactly. Anything can happen in the U.S. Are you
America,
kidding me?
Don't you do this to us, America.
No. Well, more on that later when more of that develops. But we did hear, in case you hadn't heard, he is on the list as a potential running mate for RFK Jr.
I hope that means he's going to shave his neck beard and take a shower.
He won't.
He's going
to make decisions based on crystals.
Yeah. The only thing that I can give respect for is the amount of acid he must do.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Okay.
No.
Neutral.
Ongoing,
I'm just going to just neutral real quick. The Vikings lost Kirk, gained Aaron Jones. Pretty good gain. Not great
for
the Packers.
Packer fans.
And the Packers. But the Packers lost Aaron Jones, gained Josh Jacobs. That's kind of exciting.
I'm not
excited about that.
And you got Jordan Love coming into his own.
Coming into his own is a great way to put it.
We feel good in green.
Yeah, we feel good. I'm not wearing green right now, but good for you. Good for you. Oh, wait, I am wearing
100% green.
I was like, that is dark green, isn't it?
I'm sorry. I barely got here today. I don't know. I got dressed in the dark. Okay.
You're doing great, sweetie.
On that note, green, St. Patrick's Day. I just have a quick question to throw out to you guys.
All right.
Favorite pub to hit up on St. Patrick's Day in Edmonton?
Kelly's on 104th.
Yeah.
Kelly's. I mean, our go-to spot for NFL football. Why wouldn't you want to go there?
I love Kelly's for St. Patrick's Day. I'm also a Duggan's stan, as you guys know.
Yeah.
So.
Can't be disappointed with Duggan's either.
Used to go there a lot.
Yes. I still. It is my neighborhood pub.
It's not my neighborhood pub.
I was there on Friday.
I'm tickled. To take an Uber to Duggan's.
Yeah, we make Quinn Uber to us to Duggan's occasionally. But shout out Duggan's and Kelly's. We love you guys. Okay.
What do you guys think of the new guys in Orange and Blue? We've got Enrique, we've got Sam Carrick, and we've got Stetcher. What do you think? How are you feeling about it?
I know that some Oilers fans were disappointed. I'm going to tell you right now, Adam Henrique was one of the top free top trade bait guys. You can put him in your top six, you can put him in your bottom six, you can play him at center, you can play him on wing. He is absolutely an incredible add. I don't know a whole lot about Sam Carrick. I know that Luke Gazdick has said that he's like an incredible character guy.
I mean, coming
he's
out got, swinging like he did, that shows
something. Oh, yeah,
something.
Like down in the game, down 3-0, I believe it was. He picks a fight. Fights a guy. And Matt Hendricks was a guy that the Oilers really missed after he left in 2016, 2017. He was a real glue guy. And there's a lot of talk that Sam Carrick could be very much that guy.
I could see that. Yeah.
So, swinging
like above his weight.
Yeah, exactly. You look at him getting in a fight in his first game when the Oilers are down against a real tough guy. So I like that addition. And then Troy Stetcher. It's just kind of a depth add, which is really good.
We need
you know,
the help,
like,
right?
You need somebody if there's an injury. You need somebody to rotate in. You know, Vinny Desharnais is a guy that I can see, like, if he has a tough game or a tough couple games, they kind of rotate Troy Stetcher in. So I think the Oilers, I mean, it's scary because in the West, so many teams made so many moves. Of course, the cheating Vegas Golden Knights, who put guys on IR so that they don't have to pay them. And so then they don't hit the salary cap, and then the salary cap changes within the playoffs. So we have the cheating Vegas Golden Knights. Colorado made some great moves. The Winnipeg Jets made some great moves. So it's scary. The West is genuinely scary with everything, but the Oilers did make moves that make them better.
Yes.
Yeah, I think whatever that loophole is has got
to
get closed.
No, they're gonna have to change it. I hope everybody is talking about it, yeah, and it's ridiculous.
It
and
is
they're cheaters.
So blatant.
It you is, ain't cheating. You ain't trying, I guess. But
they're totally cheating, and it's disgusting, and it makes the game shitty to see that happen, and it makes it unfair.
And it's just going to suck if the Oilers end up, you know,
losing
God
to them.
God forbid, lose to them, because it's like,
I hope,
shouldn't have been able to sign all those guys or trade for those guys.
Karma is their boyfriend, and they eat shit and die.
Honestly, same. No notes.
I'm excited about Henrique. I think that he is a real depth, versatile player. I think that, like, yeah, not the sexiest moves by the Oilers. But
practical.
But substance, yeah, too. Like, I mean, they weren't super boring. We've had more boring years. Yeah. And, they were smart.
Yeah.
And they could only do so much with the money they had, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love to see some Sam Gagne living it up with the Condors. I think they probably absolutely love playing with him there. Mm-hmm. And he's probably having a good time. But I will not forget him showing up in his first game and putting a couple goals away. That was wicked.
Oh, that was great. Yeah.
Anyway.
So we're not mad.
We're not mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, lovely chatting with you gals.
Okay. I just want everybody to have a really good night. And it was really good talking to y'all. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, she's Irish.
She's Irish. She's gone, done it.
Thank you for listening to The Bits. You can follow us at The Bits Yeg on Instagram. And subscribe, tell your friends. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.